Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And it's so absolutely cool to be joining you as many times as I get to chat with you. And we are going to be pretty soon, for those of you that are listening to the show, and this show in particular, will be one of the first shows picked up by our new Australian network. And I want to thank everybody over there. I want to say good day to everybody in Australia to start out with. And all of the affiliates that's joining us, thanks to Sean and his team. So thank all of you for what you do so absolutely well. And that is you continue to thrive, to look for ways to change your life, to change the world, and to help another person, whatever that looks like. It is a pay it forward theme that we've had on this show for years. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and today, get ready for a very special message. You know, I get to do this for a living, and I never thought I would be able to say that. It's so really cool. And it brings a whole new meaning for me to stepping out and doing what you love and know that the universe will provide for you. And that is such a completely empowering place to be. And at the same time, you got to remember, at least I do, how I got here and why I am here. And it's to continue to bring these very, very powerful messages, messages that up until, not too long ago, 2003, actually, for me and for the networks that started to play radio like this, that a message like this could even get out. And so I hope today you hear something that will pick you up, pull you forward, and catapult you to the life that you desire. So get ready for an incredible, amazing show. Today, we get to talk with Michelle Howell Clark, and you get to have an incredible, intimate conversation with someone that knows more about overcoming obstacles, more about what it means to live a life that you're truly called to live, and what it means to face some of the most challenging physical situations that one could face in an entire lifetime. But this is why this is so incredible. We get to chat with her today about not just who she is, but someone that has an incredible journey. She is the best-selling author of Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble. And she is someone that knows what it means to thrive, to be alive, to live in a vibrant and victorious life, even after some of the most challenging life situations. Think about it. In her experience, you're going to hear what her journey was like. You're going to hear why this story is so profound. And now she gets to go out into the world. She's an experienced speaker, real estate investor. She's an entrepreneur and 12 years in banking and somebody that is helping other people pull themselves up. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I can really feel your positive energy, and it's so appreciated.
Yeah, and honestly, you've put a whole new meaning to what it means to pull yourself up. So, you're just like totally rewrote what that means. And thank you for joining me here today. But more importantly, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well, this is a beautiful gift that I've been able to share with people and help people pull themselves into the lives that they really want to be living.
Thank you. I want to ask you a question. It's a question that I ask everyone, and it's an opportunity for you to share a little bit about what I alluded to during the introduction. You know, given everything you've done, given all that you are, what are some of the challenges and obstacles you have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Wow, that's a loaded question. So we're going to start with the most profound and impactful event. And that was for me, you know, picture this, party girl made good. You know, I was a free spirit. I was an investment banker. I was the mother of a beautiful little girl, married happily, living in New York City, owned real estate, traveled the world, exotic locales, really had it in the palm of my hand. And then to receive the devastating news that I had aggressive head and neck cancer, and that not only did I have aggressive head and neck cancer with a low probability of surviving, but to even have a chance at surviving, I would have to sacrifice all of my right facial nerves. And at that time, they told me there would be no chance of any type of reconstruction. So I would have a paralyzed right side of my face for the rest of my life at 32.
What was your expression when you heard this news? What went through your mind? What went through your heart?
Right. Well, at that time, it was the backstory a little bit is that I had a pain behind my ear, and then I persisted with the dentist who told me that I had to live with pain. I finally got to the point about 7 years down the line that the pain was just too lancing, went to a head and neck doctor, had multiple tests done, was told that I did not have cancer, that it was a benign tumor, that I would be in and out of the hospital for a quick two-day overnight stay, two-hour operation to remove the benign tumor. The only risk would be perhaps I might get nicked, my facial nerve might get nicked, and I might have slight paralysis if everything went terribly. Wake up 8 hours later, you know, in a morphine stupor, look down, see my husband sobbing on my calves. My husband does not cry. To see him crying and he looks at me with these tear-filled eyes, if there was a warning sign in life that could have announced, brace yourself, you're about to have the heavy hitter, I would have loved it to come at that moment, because when he looked up at me, I knew my life was about to change. And he said, honey, you have aggressive head and neck cancer, and there's more operations coming. And I didn't know what that all meant, I was just completely numb and just waking up from a very major operation where they literally pulled my face back to, you know, remove this tumor that was embedded behind my jaw. And when the doctor came up, my family was now surrounding my bedside. And he sat at the end of my bed and he touched my calf and he said very mechanically, Miss Howe, this operation didn't go well. We were very surprised by what we found. You have aggressive head and neck cancer, and from what I've seen, you are going to have to sacrifice all of your facial nerves. I'm not sure how far it's gone up. It could be in your brain. You could lose your hearing. You certainly will drool. You will spit out food when you eat. You will not blink again, and you'll likely never speak correctly again. And, you know, I'm OMG, just sitting there like in shock. I don't even know how to take that in. And then he goes on to say, and I would respect your decision if you chose death over disfigurement because your chances of living are so low.
Wow.
In that moment. Yeah, it was devastating. It was paralysis of shock, like the screaming poster, you know, just. And I had this feeling that I will put into words for you. It felt as though there was a swirling pool of life in my womb that screamed out for life. It surged up like innate resources that if we're never challenged by this experience, came up to my aid and gave me voice and said, but I have a daughter. And in that moment, I knew for sure, without a doubt, I would do whatever it took to live this life as far as I could take it.
One of the things that is so profoundly obvious by listening to you and hearing, you know, what this experience was like, I'm really struck, you know, here's what's going on in my mind. I'm really struck by how many people here recently, and this is really the basis and how timely your book is. I'm really struck by how many people right now have been faced over the past 3 years, Michelle, right, with some startling information. Not quite maybe like what you received, but drop down to my knees and say, God, why? information.
Absolutely.
Right?
Very true.
From that moment, how did you get from Michelle in that bed to Michelle going from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds to get this message out?
It's been a journey, and I want to make sure that all of your listeners and your community knows that there are shadow days, that there are dark times, and it's okay to feel those. So before I was able to be here, I had to let myself feel the agony and the pain of where I really was. Because as my sister Sydney says, you can't heal it until you feel it. So I allowed for the devastation. And I advocated, which I'd like to just highlight for one quick second. When I went to my first checkup after that first operation, because they couldn't obviously open me up right away again, because it would the stitches and sutures and everything would be a devastation. So we needed to wait for some healing to happen. And then I had a shunt in my neck coming out, draining fluid, and I went to the doctor's appointment, and he basically had a God complex and told me not to ask questions and just to follow what he said. And at that, and then he handed me a prescription of over 300 OxyContin, maximum strength, as if to say, this sucks, go get numb. And I chose in that moment to say, not this doctor, not for me. And that was one of the first major things, is my voice started to rise up, and my authentic no stood up for me and said, we're not going to take this. So that is one of the first and most important things, in, especially in the medical institution, and where we're most intimidated and we're most likely to follow. If your gut is not resonating, you deserve to find the right fit, a doctor who speaks and comforts you, because this is your journey of healing.
Yeah, I love this. We're going to take a short break. If the gut don't fit, you must split. Let's take
That's
a short
right.
break. I'm telling you, I gave you like a new tagline. How do you like that?
I like it.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, this is, for those of you out there, please, please, please check out this book, Face Forward. My very special guest joining me here today. We're just warming up. We haven't even scratched the surface on this today. When we come back, we'll be talking with Michelle about what does it mean to thrive? You know, what is an obstacle anyway? You know, for those of us that have had serious challenges in our lives, and boy, you guys have heard my story. What is it about Michelle that she's learned to pick herself up and to move forward? Is there a formula? Are there some things, some keys, some secrets? Well, guess what? If there are, you're going to get it from my guest today, Michelle Howell Clark. We're going to be right back. This book, Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble, it is a must read. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, I would love for you guys to sign up for our newsletter and find out in advance about what's going on in the show. The other thing is, pretty soon you're going to see our change on Facebook. Those of you that have been following us on Facebook, you know we post all the shows up there on a regular basis. We've got it really down to a science now for all of you. Pretty soon also, we're going to be looking at starting something pretty incredible. To get people involved in changing the lives of themselves and others. So thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. You can go to drpatlive.com or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. But today, my show is all about Michelle Howe Clark. Now, her book is Face Forward, but it's more than just a book about how to move from challenges. It really is a blueprint for how to live the best life you could ever imagine. Go to her website because she's got some cool things going on, faceforwardbook.com. If you go to faceforwardbook.com, what you're going to find is an opportunity for you to get your ticket to thrive. You can send Michelle 3 secrets to living your best life now. You can put your name in there, put your email in there, and send her some information. For anybody that's had their lives turned upside down, I know you're looking for a place to tell your story. And you're going to be telling it to one of the best. So go to the website, faceforwardbook.com. And if you haven't gotten a copy of the book, you're going to want to get it. Today, we're not just talking about challenges and obstacles. We're talking about opportunity. You know, we will today talk about some of Michelle's insights to thriving, 21 of them in the book. We're probably not going to get to all of them, but some of them are juicy and exactly what you want to hear about today. Michelle, thanks for joining us here. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure.
Let's talk about courage. One of my favorite things to talk about, courage.
Absolutely.
There are people that have defined, redefined, try to set into context the word courage. You know, we hear so much about it in the forefront, in the headlines, in the media. But yet, at a personal level, I think it takes on a different meaning. At least that's the sense I got from reading your book. And I would love for you to talk about how courage emerged in your life through this experience.
Wonderful. So one of the things that I think I'll do for the audience is give them my kind of synopsis overview of my definition of courage. For me, courage has become the ability to be vulnerable enough to live authentically and to tell my heart's story. And so I think a lot of courage for me has to do with listening to what love would say and acting from that place, because this world is going to tell you that it's different and would like you to behave in a much more callous way. So when you're treating yourself tenderly and treating the world tenderly, you're out there pretty vulnerable, and that is very courageous. And for women, for us to say no when we mean no and yes when we mean yes, that is courageous.
This is one of the hardest things, I think, for women to do. It has come from that place of authenticity where they can speak that level of truth. Now, in your situation, there were severe consequences for you not to pick up and have a voice. You know, there were consequences. Why is it, Michelle, do you think that we don't believe on a day-to-day basis, walking around in our lives, that there are consequences for not standing up and having a powerfully courageous voice?
But yes, I believe that it's in the psyche of our society. We're taught very early to be quiet and to not follow our courageous selves and kind of go with the pack. And then as we keep doing that more and more, we get further and further away from the how to do it again. And then it becomes almost alien, we're programmed to put everyone ahead of ourselves. And if we put ourselves ahead of our children or our husbands, then we are deemed as selfish. But it's selfish not to self-love. It just hurts everybody all around when you forget to love yourself. So that is part of courageousness, is to say that I am actually obligated to me so that I can treat myself tenderly, so that therefore I can treat my husband, my children, my world in that manner.
What are some of the greatest lessons you've learned through your family?
My father was a person who had his own problems, as we all do, because nothing's perfect. He was a doctor. He gave his life and a mission to make sure that he was reaching out to the people who couldn't afford him. So I was in the example of my existence. He had a lot of choices he could have made, but he decided to put his office in a place where he could be working with the people with the Medicaid and the Medicare who could really get the best doctor, who could be at Beverly Hills or somewhere else, but who chose to be working with the people. So just seeing that example became, you know, a beautiful script of life. And also the fact that he was told very early on in life that he couldn't be a doctor because he had very low vision. He had very poor sight. But he didn't take that from the American schools. He went to an accredited Swiss school, took his exams in French and German, and came back as a doctor in the United States with a valid, you know, because their schools are accepted here. And that bootstrapping it on is also something inherent. And, you know, my mother's from Trinidad, and she just came to America, and it was all very new to her, but she found her place, and she helped all of her children know that love comes first. For you have to know yourself before you can know anyone else.
One of the things that you talk about in the book, one of the many things that you talk about in the book, is being prepared. And I think you refer to it as being prepared, you know, to fry. You know, you talk about, yeah. And I was like, oh, boy, is she so right? I just don't get how you can prepare for some of what life throws at you. And I want to talk about this because you share some great insights. I mean, I don't know how I could have been prepared to be homeless at 17 at the time. But I think you have something really important to share about this. And what does it mean to be prepared?
Right. So I'm going to tell that story about the preparing, you know, being fried.
Yeah.
So for me, I had to, radiation. Okay, there was a couple of lineup items I want everyone to be aware of. I had the second operation, which removed all of my facial nerves, but that operation led to infection, which caused a third operation, which cleaned out everything so that my face was very concave, and then I was fighting this infection that was actually creating holes from the inside of my head out and oozing this green slime down my neck continuously for about a year. And when I went to radiation, my face was leaking and my face was swelling and my face was, so it was very disgusting. It was a horrific. And one of the things is that when you're in radiation for head and neck, they put you in a mask quite like Jason's mask or a hockey mask that's made perfectly for your face, and then you're bolted through that mask onto a steel table and tattooed on both sides of your cheeks because they want the radiation to hit within millimeters of the same space every day. So you're confined. So for me, preparing for the fact that I would be immobilized and literally my face, which was now growing out of the mask because my face was swelling and swelling, so it would pop through the mesh and I would come out of radiation with a mesh imprint on my face, and the technicians would have to lean over and actually put their body weight on the mask to get the screws in because my face was swelling so much. And to withstand that, because you're going to feel all of this adrenaline pumping through your body, and then your fight and flight reflexes start to run crazy, and you feel like howling at the moon. I was at the abyss of insanity. I felt one more step and I would fragment into a million pieces and just like Humpty Dumpty, never be able to be put together again. And I had to call to my heart, because my heart would be beating so loud that I couldn't help but to hear it. So then I heard my heart, da-dum, 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 and I remembered that it connected me to every heartbeat, that I was connected, that heart was the heart of nature beating. And then I could breathe, because I wasn't breathing. And then I would breathe and realize how abundant breath is, how much breath is available to me. And I could call to breath, and I could bring light into my body. And I could say, even though my circumstances are completely out of my control, I could turn inward and find comfort in my own mind. So to be prepared is something I'd like us all to be having conversations with our children, that there is sanctuary inside of them that is ally and that is friend, and that they are their friend, and that they can call upon themselves in times of trouble. Mm. And they will be there for themselves.
Mm. Very, very powerful message. I am so thrilled and honored to have Michelle join us here today. For those of you that are just tuning in, the book is called Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the principles, some of the phenomenal things that Michelle shares in her book about thriving. Some of them you're going to think, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. But have you been able to do it? You know, how much of these tips have you heard before and wonder why the heck can I not live the life I want? When we come back, we're going to share some super uber tips with you that will get you off the couch, get you out your door, and get you to a place where the pity party is over and you're ready to party hardy. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
News, opinion, passion. Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnTaylor.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com. Or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. What a great honor it is to be sitting here talking with my very special guest today, Michelle Howell Clark. As I said to you before, if you want to find out more about Michelle, go to the website, you know, which is faceforwardbook.com. The name of her book is Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head-On in Times of Trouble. And once you read her story, you understand that this is somebody that totally gets at a very cellular and raw level what trouble really means and how she has turned that around into an incredible book, but one of which gives you some insights into how to rev up your life. I mean, look it. Stop watching the Indy 500 from your couch. Get in the driver's seat, get on the racetrack, and make it happen yourself in your life. You know, put your dream on fast, full throttle and make life come to you. That's what my guest is all about. That's what she's done today to bring her life to this place. Michelle, thank you for joining me here today. It's great to have you on the show. I would love to talk with you about some of these insights to thriving. And why this in the book? What is it about thriving that so has pulled you forward?
Excellent. You know, surviving is okay. We all have to first survive. But I just want everybody out there not to settle for just surviving. We deserve, and you are so valuable that you should reward yourself with a life that is just, I took your note down here, Pat. I said, dream in full throttle. I mean, let us do that and enact this play that we are given as life in full throttle. You know, thriving for me is throw me in brambles and I will grow. There is nothing to stop me from growing but myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm. One of the things that is so interesting is how we do stop ourselves, you know, how we step up and almost to the point sabotage the greater good that is skyrocketing to us as we speak. And so I was really struck by a couple of these principles. One of them I would love to talk with you about, and that is what it means to stand in your power. And that's insight. That's the seventh insight in the book. I mean, there are many folks. I just want to tell you, there are just 21 amazing insights. But I was really struck by what it means to stand in your power. It's hard to do it, Michelle, isn't it, if we don't even know what our power is? It really is an experiment. We are an experiment in learning this, aren't we?
We are, absolutely. And one of the things that's really, really powerful and is such a quick access into your power is laughter. And it may seem so mundane, and you've heard this before in regard to how many times does a baby laugh. But my son is 2. He's my miracle little one that I wasn't supposed to carry, was supposed to not take that risk and all that good stuff. But I knew in my heart and my gut that I could do it and that he would be healthy and I would be healthy. And here he is 2 years later doing great. He laughs all the time. Mm. And when I was really sick, I would rent comedies and I would laugh. And it was hard to end the movie because I would become plummeting back to my waking nightmare and there was no happy ending right at that moment. But the laughter gave my body what it needed. It tickled my body at that cellular DNA level. And it helped it without even me having to get into the brainiac thinking that we all live so much of our lives in.
Well, you know, let's talk about the brainiac that lives within. The brainiac that lives within. Yeah, you know, on the one hand, we've got the it's almost like we're reading like a comic book right now, like one of these Superman, Superwoman comic books where they have the alter ego. I actually think Brainiac was actually a character, like an evil character in the Superman series. But there's a side of Brainiac that, you know, we can be to get really smart about our lives. There's a side of Brainiac that we can be that absolutely wants to hold us back and let us believe that life is evil and we are destined to suffer. So I want to ask you, you know, what was it or what principle that you've created, which one of these helped you move from the evil, dark Brainiac to the Brainiac that was so brilliant about taking you to the forefront to write this book? What principles really came forth for you?
Wow, that's a great question. So many things come to my mind. One is the fact that if everybody in the audience just looks around their house for a second and notices everything that's man-made. Everything that's man-made started in someone's mind before it became a tactical, practical, usable thing. And I kept reminding myself over and over again, and this is a mastery thing. I remind myself to this day, I still have to practice because I'm in the trenches of courageous vulnerability for my life. So I have to remind myself that my power lies in the next choice that I make. And if I forget to make a good one, it's in the next choice that I can make. And if I forget to look at the glass half full, I have another opportunity to get it right. And I can keep on forgiving myself and meeting myself where I am and giving myself that opportunity to choose better.
Mm. You know, this is really kind of a really cool thing. You know what it reminds me of, sort of, and this is what I'm really struck by. Have you ever played board games or video games, right? Have you ever
Absolutely.
Done that? Maybe your kids, right? You've done mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it's like to play a game for the first time?
Yes,
right?
I just taught my daughter a game.
Okay, so this is really relevant to you. You play that game for the first time, and you think, some games, you think, I'm never going to learn it. But then you play it the second time, and you remember, oh, wait a minute. I absolutely should have bought up Park Place here, or I should have done this. When we look at our lives, I want to ask you, what is it that we can do based on some of these principles so that we're kinder to ourselves and we don't beat ourselves up for not knowing that we should have done something the first time?
That's right. And I call it meeting yourself where you are with compassion, in the understanding that you have done the best you can up until right at that moment. And every action you've taken has been on your own behalf because you are only trying to do what's the best for you with the tools that you've had from the past. And when you agree that, yeah, I had those tools, but guess what? I can make a new decision. I can broaden my tool set. I can ask myself, does that story serve me? What I've been telling myself that I'm sad for my life, has that worked for me up until now? If not, you can start to remember when you hear that voice in your head calling yourself fat or ugly or worthless or invaluable or whatever it might be that you're saying to yourself, that you can call that out as a liar and a thief that it's been stealing your life, and you're allowed to say no more. And a really cool visualization is when you hear that critic in your head, that the negative brainiac, you know, criticizing, you're always late and you never get that right and you're so, you know, look at you doing this mistake again. You can say volume, see a picture of volume button at 10, and just turn the volume down. Turn the volume down, and it will actually get quieter. And you'll say, wow, I have power to turn the volume of my critic down. I'm going to keep the volume down when I remember that I have that control.
Well, this is what I love. You turn the volume down, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, what does it mean to turn that volume up? How do you magnify your power? You know, how do you truly step beyond anything you can see or feel and live the life you truly desire? I mean, think about Michelle's story. You know, it's all about moving beyond what you see. It's beyond moving beyond what somebody else tells you, Sue, about limitation. So when we come back, what can we do to magnify our power? What can we do to really ratchet it up? You know, it's really kind of cool looking at life and seeing how things move certain people ahead. What sets Michelle apart? What are the secrets that you can yourselves learn and live the life you want to live? So when we come back, get ready, everybody, get ready to kick compromise in the big butt out the door. No such thing. This is the time not to settle. This is the time to proceed. This is the time to dream the biggest dream you can imagine. This is the time to look beyond anything that you think looks like disaster, sorrow, grief, and no. When we come back, Michelle's going to tell you how to stand in your yes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy. Free.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Yes, thank you, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, first of all, let me say that this segment's going to go really, really quickly. I want to make sure that you meet my friend Michelle Howell Clark. The book is called Face Forward. This is an incredible story, but more importantly, what I want to say to you guys is that if you want to learn from someone that knows how to move beyond obstacles, you want to learn from somebody like Michelle. Go to her website, and it's faceforwardbook.com. Check it out. Take a look at who she is. Get a copy of the book. Make sure you go down and you sign up and you give Michelle your three secrets to living your best life. I'm going to actually do that later. One of them I mentioned is, you know, kick compromise in the big butt. And the reason that that's so important is that compromise is insidious. It is. We do it all the time. We don't know we're doing it. And it is not a fundamental law of the universe. Michelle, when the galaxy was built, somebody didn't compromise and say, oh, let's not put Jupiter in there because it may take up too much room, or because we don't have time to put Jupiter in there. So let's talk about what you've learned to really energize, empower, and get ourselves moving in the fast lane of life towards our dream.
Excellent. So the first thing I want to tell people about is to expect the unexpected. I want to give you a quick hit list of miracles that happened to me. First miracle, woke up from the second operation. They told me I wouldn't blink. My eye blinks to this day. I'm 8 years out. I'm not supposed to be alive past 6 months, past 3 years, past 5 years, past, and I am in my eighth year of life that was not supposed to be mine. I had my son, who I mentioned to you, not supposed to happen, and my right upper nerve that connects the top lip has regenerated from nothing so I can grin. In addition, as you guys can hear, I'm speaking clearly. I was not supposed to speak clearly in my life again. So these are all beautiful miracles that came because we were in action. And so how do you get into action? One of the best ways to quickly get into action is to call back pieces of yourself that you've given away. And it's as simple as a statement. You can just say, I call myself back whole from anywhere that I am not serving. Because you've left pieces of you all over your life, and they're just sitting there waiting, saying, you forgot me, just call me back, and I'm going to come to you whole, and they will come. It's a beautiful thing. Two is your most powerful times of your day are the first 45 minutes in the morning sets the script for your day, and the last 15 minutes at night sets the script for your subconscious programming that happens all night. The last thought that you have before bed, let it be a question of how is tomorrow going to be a great day, or wow, what a beautiful day today was, thank you. Let yourself go to bed with your subconscious working on the good things, because if you think of your day like 100%, 24 hours equals 100%, and you just slept for 8 hours with a good question, you woke up 33% in pocket positive. That is going to help you. Take the next 45 minutes when you wake up. Maybe you can wake up, and I have a hard time every day. Every day is I wake up with fear. I will not lie. I wake up with fear in the morning, and I put my feet on the ground, and I say, thank you. Thank you for this life. I'm going to get up and put my best foot forward. And then I go on and I try to make those first 45 minutes set the stage of love or whatever your magic word is, that you're doing it that way. And a great thing you can do is tomorrow morning when you wake up as you normally do, go through your normal morning routine and look at it. What are you setting the stage for your day? Are you yelling at your kids? Are you complaining about the shortage of milk and why no one got the toilet paper roll out? And where's the soap? And why is there only a nub here? And I'm going to be late. That's your day. There you go. So catch that 45-minute tale and start telling a better story right there, and you're going to start to feel things shift.
I love this because you know what? We're so good. We could tell pretty good stories about gloom and doom, can't we?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we can.
And then we think that we can't flip that around and tell the most juiciest, luscious story about abundance. But we can tell that story. What makes us so afraid to dream big?
I think it's just perpetual habituation of a story that doesn't serve us. So we've been telling ourselves these critic stories, and then we've allowed that voice in our head to be on the negative side only because it's habit. And habits can be difficult and tricky, but they're not impossible. One thing I love to visualization that I use in many of my talks is every problem, I say opportunity, but every problem has parameters. Even Mount Everest has edges. And we are like that root. We came programmed to grow. We came programmed to thrive. So we hit an obstacle like a carrot. You know, you might have seen a carrot that like hit a rock and then grew sideways. We are programmed to hit an obstacle and to search for the parameters of how we can navigate and move around and grow past and find our way to the soil top and see the sun.
We came here programmed.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, you know, and it's like I was saying before. You know, I talk about compromise a lot because I know a lot about it. Guess how I know a lot about it, Michelle? Because I've done it a lot in my life. I mean, I have a 25-year corporate career. And if you don't think compromise is one of the most leading construct in corporate environment these days, I think we're all kind of living a lie. It's very difficult in many aspects of life right now for people to stand up in absolutely radical truth. I want to thank you for doing that. And I want to thank you for doing all you do. I want to ask you one last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
We are all light bearers. Each of us has a beautiful shine. We came here to shine our beautiful light. You have a light that's invaluable for your world. We each operate, you know, operate in our world, but we each have your world, our individual world where we touch just our immediate people. And when you're shining in your life and you're lit up, fully charged in full throttle, you are a beacon. You are a lighthouse. Your family, your friends, your community can find you and say, thank goodness I can see the light. So we all have such a beautiful gift to share, and I challenge every one of you out there to start to shine your light.
I am all over it. Thank you for joining me here today. For those of you out there, go to the website, faceforwardbook.com. Meet Michelle. Sign up. Tell Michelle what the 3 secrets to living your best life are. It's kind of fun. I love it. And get a copy of her book. Michelle, again, it's been such an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank your community.
All right, everyone. Remember, face forward. Pretty easy to do, but do it in the way that Michelle Howell Clark has said, and you will live a life that is beyond thriving. It is the life that you've always desired. And guess what? You get to craft it. You get to paint it, and you get to live it. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.